God is looking for men that will become fathers of faith. God is looking for men that will become fathers of faith. We read in Hebrews 11, and we call it the Hall of Fame of Faith. But Pastor, can I tell you, God is looking to make modern day fathers of faith. God is looking for to build fathers of faith today. And I know God is going to do it today. Today God is going to do it. My God. Let's go. Therefore, come out. Somebody say, come out. All right, can we just stand for a quick moment? Let's stand. We'll read the word together, and then you'll have your beautiful seats. Therefore, come out from among them and be separate. Be what? Come out from among them and be separate. Somebody say, come out from among them and be separate. Says the who? Who says it? Who says it? Who says it? The Lord says it. Look at the next verse. Now look at the blessing. It says, do not touch what is unclean. Right? Do not. So come out from among them. Be separate, says the Lord. Do not touch what is unclean. And what's going to happen? And I will. So when you come out, you're not lonely. Are you with me? When you come out, you're not abandoned. When you come out, you're not left alone. But when you come out, he said, I will what? I will what? I will receive you. You ever come to the airport and there's no one there to receive you? Anybody ever experienced that? Thank God I've never experienced that. I made 5 children, so somebody's got to be there. Amen? But praise God. No. Sometimes you see scenarios where people go to the airport and they're looking around. You travel, you see, and you know that nobody showed up for them. And some of them, they probably don't have a phone. They're looking for a phone to call. They're looking to get contact. And let me ask this. No, I'm not going to ask this question. I'm going to tell you the story. All right, let's pray and then I'll tell you the story. Father, we thank you. Let's read verse 18. I will be a father to you. Who am I going to be? God says, be separate. Do not touch what is unclean. And I will what? Receive you. You see, sometimes we're afraid to detach because we are uncertain about what's going to happen. A lot of times we don't step deep into our faith with the Lord because we're worried about what it's going to look like. I want to tell somebody that's on the edge and that is saying, I want to surrender to the Lord, but I don't know what is next. I'm accustomed to what I have. I'm accustomed to what I know. It's like coming to a new country. You know, when we heard we're coming to America, we thought everything's going to be amazing. I picture glass buildings everywhere. I don't know about you guys. I thought everything was like, maybe I'm from a la la land or a weird place, but I thought everything was nice and new. Because when we were in Guyana, we heard about America. We want to go to America. Nobody's going to go to a place that's not nice. Think about that. You hear about America, America. I thought everything would have been glistening and every house is brand new and everybody have a new car and every child rides a new bicycle. But then you show up and the reality is different. You're buying a house that was built in 1800 and the plumbing is bad and the electrical has to be redone. The roof is leaking. That's uncertainty. You're not sure what is there. But here God tells us, you can step out. You can come with me because the Father's hands are open. You picture that? When you come to Christ, the Father receives you. He said, I will be, verse 18, I will be a what? Father. I will be a what? I will be a father to you. And now look at your position. You shall be my sons and my what? You shall be my what? Sons and daughters. Says who? Oh, says who? Says who? The Lord Almighty. Let's pray. Father, we thank you today. Oh, thank you for your word. Thank you for what you're going to say to us today. I ask that you speak to us. I ask that you change our hearts. I ask that you transform our minds. I pray that our spiritual eyes and understanding be open, that we will see who you are calling us to be on this Father's Day. Let this Father's Day be a day of encounter, a day of life transformation, that we will all grow in the grace and the knowledge of Christ, that the light bulb of the Spirit will go off in us today, and the glorious gospel will shine into our lives in Jesus' name. Amen. You might be seated. God says, come out from among them, be separate, and I will be a father unto you. I want to talk to you about becoming a father of faith. Becoming a father of faith. And this will speak to many mothers also. Because you're saying in the home, it looks like I'm the man around here. Because the puck stops with me. Right? If you got mommy, that's all you got. Isn't that true? There's no daddy, you're looking at mommy. So you got to, every one of us needs this word. But the journey as it pertains to becoming a father of faith requires a step out and separation. If we're going to do anything great for God, it's going to require us to separate from some things. Think about Abraham. In order for Abraham to become the great father of faith, in Genesis chapter 12, the Lord said to him, come out from your father's house. Be separated from your kindred. If Abraham had held on to his father's house, we would have never known him today. If Noah had not stepped out of the crowd, if Noah did not step out of the crowd and separated himself from everyone that rejected the instruction of the Lord, we would have never known him today. But what did he do? He separated himself from the unbeliever. He separated when God says there was going to be rain. And everyone laughed and everyone scoffed because at that time all they knew was dew. But God says, Noah, I'm getting ready to flood the earth. I'm getting ready because the violence that is in the earth, the human race cannot continue that way. He says, I'm about to clean up house and I'm about to fix things right. Now, one thing God is not taking from any of us is our will. God did not take our will. But the man Noah, he separated himself from his peers. And he said, God, I'm going to submit my will to you. Because I know that the plan that you have for me is greater than the plan that I have for my life. What I cannot do, I know that you can do. I never heard about rain, but if you say rain is coming, I'm going to believe your word. I'm going to believe your word. And I'm going to take you at your word. So, in order for us to fulfill purpose, we will have to separate. But it requires an intentional separation from the systems. The systems that we were introduced to. We were introduced. When you're born into a home, you're at the mercy of that home. When you are born into a family, you're at the mercy of that family. When you're the mother that you have, you love her. But not everything is perfect about her. You're at her mercy. The father that you have, that's your dad. You can't change it. No matter if you become a billionaire and you say, I'm going to buy me a new dad. No, that is still your dad. With all his imperfections, he is your father. What does the word says? Honor your father and your mother, and it will go well with you. Simple. That's just one for the kids. If you want to be blessed, and you might be a 75-year-old kid and your mom is in her 90s, we still ought to honor, right? But it now, in order for us to be separate, it takes in, we have to become intentional. To separate from the systems that we were introduced to by our family, by our friends. You know, friends introduce you to a lot of things you never thought you would do. There was a man in our community. I always tell you guys about this man. He's dead. Ranubai. Anybody heard that name before? Right. So I always talk about this guy. You know why? He was a nice man. He was a very good man in the community. Anybody knows what a machine shop is? Yeah, machine shop where you go, you make like nuts and bolts. In Guyana, we didn't have big industrial stuff, right? So they had little machine shops where people would build, let's say you need a part, they would build a part for you. Take them, you show them, I need this fabricate. It's still a fabrication shops, right? Yeah, so this man was a fabricator. But then he picked up a friend. You know what the friend name was? Bobby Socks. That was his name. Because he came to America and he saw them wear short pants and Bobby Socks. He came back to Guyana and he's rocking his Bobby Socks. Yeah, you know, you're from Guyana or the Caribbean. Anything you do becomes a name. Isn't that true? You got big teeth? Hey, big teeth, what's up? You get long face? Long face, what's up? You got a big nose? Something gonna follow. Pinocchio. Right? So, that's the name. But that man picked up that friend. This man was an upstanding man. He picked up that friend. The friend introduced him to some things, or they got into that thing together. Before long, he started coming home late at night. He started fighting. Started beating up his wife. He had two wonderful children. He started fighting and getting on, contrary to the man he was. Why? He was introduced to a different lifestyle. And the lifestyle was bearing fruit. You know what that lifestyle was? Having women all over the place. So he would go out, work in the day, drink late, party, and then come home and fight with the one that loved him. Before long, the lady left him because he was so abusive. She went to Canada. If she ever hears my message, she's going to know it's true. Went to Canada, got out alive. That man, because of what he got introduced to, it killed him. The Bible says sin leads to death. Sin leads to death. Today's house, we just came back from Guyana. His house is shut up. Nobody lives there. You know who inherited it? The neighbor. Because at the end of his life, he was so broken that he could not take care of himself. So he signed over the house to the neighbor and said, just take care of me. Give me some food. No, this was a thriving man. In the community, when we see examples in life, pay heed. Pay attention. Don't wait to learn lessons. You know they say experience is the best teacher. Some experiences are not the best teacher. Because when you get certain experiences, you can never get out. It's a little saying. What is it? Sin binds you. It grinds you. And then there's another part. But it's something to talk about. It ends up killing you. And with sin, you know it works? It's a nice little saying. I wish I could remember it. It's something like this. You end up staying longer than you expect to stay. And you pay a price you weren't willing to pay. Today God is saying to us, come out from among them. Be separate. It will what? Okay, this is from the life of Samson. It said it will blind you. It will bind you. And then it will grind you. Remember Samson? He went and hang out with Delilah. Now, this is for women too. This is not just for men. This is not just for men. There's a lot of good-looking women that we see that go and hang out with some male Delilahs. I don't know no name for them. But you go and you end up in things. And before you know it, you're rejecting your own children. You're rejecting, you know, the Bible says, can a mother forget their child? Yes! When a person gets consumed in sin, they forget about the people they love. Because sin blinds. Sin blinds. And you're like, how can she do that? It's not her. It's the devil. He comes to steal. Comes to kill. And he comes to destroy. But the Bible says, Jesus said, I am come that you might have life. And that you might have life. How? More abundantly. I am come that you might have a fulfilled life. I am come that you will live out your purpose and your destiny. That is what I'm talking about today. God wants to make fathers of faith. God wants to make fathers like him. God is looking for men that will trust him with all their heart. Oh, Proverbs 3, 4, and 5 says, trust in the Lord with all your heart. Not just part of your living. No, the heart represents the core of man. The heart represents who you are. And God is saying, I want you to trust me with all of your heart. Fathers, I want to talk to you this morning. It is our day. It's our day to celebrate. It's our day to relax and enjoy our children. But today is the day that we can say, Father, I'm going to become intentional. And I'm going to separate myself from the world. I'm going to cut myself off by the power of the Holy Ghost. By me surrendering to you. By me giving my heart to you. By me releasing myself. Many of you, you've given your heart, but you have not given your mind. That God can work on your mind. The Bible says, let the mind that was in Christ be also in you. He says, be transformed by the renewing of your mind. That you're not thinking as a carnal man. You know, carnal people go to church. And you're saying, yes, Pastor, even some of the preachers are carnal. Some of the preachers are carnal. Yeah. Shocking news. But that's why we lead people to Jesus and not to man. Amen. I said we lead people to Jesus and not to an individual. Because no man can save you and no man can keep you. They can introduce you to the waters of the Spirit. But the Bible says to trust in the Lord with all of your heart. He says love the Lord with all your heart, your soul, your mind, with all of your strength. He said, you shall love the Lord your God, and him only you shall serve. I say, you shall love the Lord your God, and him only you shall serve. God is saying we need to be intentional to separate, cut ourselves off of the systems we're introduced by friends and by the world at large. The world is marketing whatever they want to market. They're marketing whatever pays the bill. And whatever extreme they have to go to, they're willing to go to it. Because they are all about their bottom line. But today the bottom line is, you shall love God. You shall serve God. You shall surrender to God. God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten son, that whosoever believes in him shall not perish, but shall have eternal life. The things of the world gives temporary satisfaction. But when you surrender your heart to the Lord, you have eternal satisfaction. Your hope is beyond things. Your hope is beyond what you see. Because what? You are now turned over to an eternal Savior. You are turned over to an eternal Savior. The one that is good. He says, I am Alpha and I am Omega. I am the beginning and I am the end. So, God is looking for fathers of faith. People that will trust him with all their hearts. People that will depend on him. You see, he said, when you come to me, I will receive you. And I will become a father unto you. And you shall become my son and you shall become my daughter. You know what that puts you? That puts you in the place of an heir. It changes your position. Too often we think about serving God, about what God will want me to do. What God wants me to do. And we focus on ourselves. But when you come to Jesus, the right understanding is what God can do for you. Let me show you a scripture. In the book of Isaiah. Yeah, it looks like my scripture ran away. But I'll find it, don't worry. Somebody say, come scripture, come. Oh boy, that's why I call it out and let the media team find it. Okay, media team help me. Come, let's reason together. Come, let's reason together. I think it's Isaiah 11:1. Okay, here we go. Isaiah 1:18. There we go. It says, come now and let us reason together. God is saying, come, let's have a conversation. Says the Lord, though your sins are like what? Scarlet. Meaning it is red and it is evident. You know, some of us, we're not that bad, but then there's some of us that we jacked up. When some people see you, they know that you're a moving scarlet. But can I tell you, all of us are in the same position. The man that's drunk on the street, everybody despises him. But what about the man that's driving in his nice car or walking with his suit, but he's picking your pockets and you don't even know it? And everybody's like, hi, Mr. Paul. Good morning, Mr. Paul. Good morning, Mr. John. Wow, what an awesome man. One day I want to be rich like Mr. John. But 10 months later, you find a clickling breaking news. My Mr. John is going to prison for a white collar crime. Are you with me? Yeah. So man looks at the outside. But God looks at the heart. God looks deep down inside. And the Bible says all of our lives are an open book before God. We can't hide nothing from God. He says his eyes go to and fro looking upon the children of men. He didn't say his children. Looking on the children of men. So get it right. All of us need this reconciliation. All of us need this salvation. It says, come now, let us reason together. Says the Lord. Look what happens. Though your sins are like scarlet, there's going to be a change. There's going to be a change. He said, they shall be as what? Wool. They shall be as wool. Go back. White as snow. Though they are red like crimson, they shall be as wool. So what happens when you come to God and he does a work in you? There is a change. There is a transformation. Now you are red, you become white. How does that happen? The Bible says, for God committed his love towards us, Romans 5:18-8, that while we were sinners, who died? Christ died. 2 Corinthians says, if any man be in Christ, he becomes what? Somebody say new. What does he become? New. What does he become? New. new. How does old become new? That's a miracle. That is the mystery of salvation. That's not for us to worry about, but it's for us to receive. Amen? Amen? It's for us to receive. Therefore, if any man be in Christ, he becomes what? A new creation. How many things are past? All things have. Not all thing. All things have passed. Behold, how many things? How many things? All things have become new. How do we become fathers of faith? By putting our trust in Jesus and receiving the gift of salvation and surrendering our life. And now our position changes and he says, I'll be a father unto you. Now, I want to talk about the father a little. God being our father takes the stress off of us. Just like a son. If he needs something, he's going to daddy. Just like a daughter, they need something, they're coming to daddy or mommy who's in the house. They're not saying, you know, oh, I can't sleep tonight. I got to buy my uniform. Oh, I can't sleep tonight. I got to put food on the table tomorrow. No, they just wake up and go like, Mom, what's for breakfast? Or they wake up and they go to the refrigerator. Isn't that true? They wake up any night, any time of the night, and they go into the cupboard, and they grab their milk, and they grab their cereal, and they put it there. Who provided it? The parent. When we turn our lives over to God, he says, I will become a father to you. And the mystery of provision kicks in. He said, I shall supply all your needs according to my riches in glory. I remember when I was a little boy, my parents would go out to do ministry in the evening, and I couldn't wait for my dad to come back home. My dad had a motorcycle, right? My dad was a biker. No, I'm just kidding. Right? He had a motorcycle. So every time I hear a motorcycle coming, I think that's them. So I am looking for, daddy's coming home. Daddy's coming home. Daddy's coming home. Daddy's coming home. You know why? I was with my big sister. But I would never feel safe with just her. When dad came home, I felt a level of security, like I could put my hair back. Shh. Put my hair down. No. Yeah, it's like you just feel so secure. I want to tell you, when we give our lives to the Lord, a level of security comes. Where you walk life by faith and not by fear for the future. You're not worrying about how you're going to eat. You're not going to worry how you live. No, he said, I will bless your hands. I will give your hands the power to get wealth. I will bless your work because you come out of a life that is cursed. Because once you're outside of Christ, you are exposed. You are exposed to whatever the devil wants to do. But when you come into the Father's arms, you are safe and you are secured and you're covered under the blood of Jesus, where the devil cannot penetrate the coverage. And you walk by faith, knowing that God is your protector. He shall never leave you, meaning my security system shall not fail. Are you with me? So when you come and he's a father, you get provision, you get protection, and you get all that you need. I want to encourage somebody tonight, today, become a father of faith. But if you're going to become a father of faith, you're going to have to lay down yourself. You're going to have to lay down yourself. And you're going to have to begin trusting God. Hebrews 11 verse 6 says, without faith, it is impossible to please God. You know what that means? Without you believing that the system of God is superior to the systems of man, Amen. You and God is in crisis. God is looking for men and women, children, people that would believe that his system is superior to the systems of man. Remember Joseph? Joseph left his father's house. And he went to Egypt. Well, he didn't leave. He was sold, rather, I should say. But what is that? Separation again. That was separation from all that he knew. And they threw him in prison. They put him in prison thinking that they were going to punish him. But the system of God was at work. When he got into the prison, God caused him to become connected with a destiny helper. Yes. To see him and to experience the gift that he had, which was the gift of interpreting dreams. Yes. And that when that man had a bad dream, he was able to explain to the man and tell him exactly what would happen. Now, it happened that Pharaoh had a dream. And Pharaoh, none of his magicians or the wise men could have decoded it. But guess what? The man remembered that he met Joseph in the prison. Now, Joseph could have said, man, I left my father's house. I was so blessed. I had a robe of many colors. Things was going good with me. My life was good. But here I am in this prison and I'm going to die. No, we don't read nothing like that. The Bible says when he got into the prison, his trust was in the Lord. His trust was in God. When he got to the prison, Josie, you know what happened? The prison keeper put him in charge of the prison. That means the man did not lose hope. The man did not throw away his confidence in God. The Bible says, do not throw away your confidence because your confidence in God has great reward. Well, no matter what crisis you face, you keep your trust in the Lord. You keep your confidence in God. And you say, God, if you did it before, you're going to do it again. If you did it for my parents, you're going to do it for me. If you did it for the sister in the church, you're going to do it for me. If you did it for the brother in the church, you're going to do it for me. But Joseph kept walking by faith. He kept believing God. He remained faithful to God. Even when sin presented himself, he flee from sin. He ran from sin. And he said, I can't do that to my God. I can't do that to my God. And then that same man that was in the prison, in the pit, in the dark hole, in that wet and musty prison, when it was time for promotion, God made him the second in command in all of Egypt. Why? He held on to God. He kept his faith. I want to tell you, brothers, I want to talk directly to the men. I want you to take back the spiritual covering of your house. He said, the father is the head of the home. The man is the head of the family. Now, for those who don't have a husband, you have to remain. But I want to talk to my brothers. I want to challenge you guys. Take back that position that God has given to you. Let us be men like Daniel. Men that will pray in the face of adversity. No matter how the pressure comes. No matter what. Because what happens, we throw off on the women what is not theirs. We throw off what is not theirs. And we're not intentional about striving to fulfill God's purpose for our life. He said, I made you the head of the wife. You are to lead your wife. You are to lead her. God is looking for godly men to rise up. And you might say, Pastor, I don't know to pray. You know what? When the disciples didn't know to pray, what they said? They say, Master, teach us to pray. It is okay if you don't know, but it's not okay if you don't learn. Are you with me? It is not okay to remain oblivious. It is not okay to just let it go. No! Say, God, if you made me a father, I want to be a father like you. that will stand up for my family, that will stand up in prayer, not just as a macho man, but I will stand up against the devil and say, you can't touch my children, you can't touch my wife, you can't touch my blessing, you can't touch what God has given to me. I'm a watchman on the wall. I'm going to be like Daniel, and I'm going to pray, and I'm going to pray, and I'm going to pray, and I'm going to pray 3 times a day. I'm going to pray. Even if they say, I'm going to wipe you out, you say, no, I am going to pray. We need to become intentional. Now we're bringing the money home. Praise God. But you could bring the money and still pray. Daniel was not a papa. Daniel was a governor. I said Daniel was a governor. He served under the Babylonians. He served under the Persians. He served under the Medes. He endured his enemies. He outlived his enemies. Many of them wanted to wipe him out, but he stayed steadfast in prayer. Men of faith pray. Men of faith pray. Your prayer don't have to sound like nobody's prayer. Are you with me? I say your prayer don't have to sound like nobody's prayer. But he says the effectual, fervent prayer of the righteous that avails much. You just begin opening your mouth. How? Not based on how you sound, but by who you're praying to. Are you with me? By who you are praying to. You are praying to your Father. He says, when you pray, say, Our Father. Don't we all know that prayer? Amen. But that is not the Lord's prayer. That is your prayer. Amen. The old systems of religion teach us that's the Lord's prayer. No, he was teaching them how to pray. He said, when you pray, say, Our Father who art in heaven, great and powerful and awesome is your name, meaning awesome. Ah, your name is like no other name. You can do what nobody else can do. And I am coming to you on behalf of my child. I'm coming, oh God, on behalf of my cousin. I'm coming on behalf of my co-worker. I'm coming on behalf of my friend. Because God, you say you want to make fathers of faith. And I'm available. I'm going to become a man of faith. I'm going to become a woman of faith. I'm going to become a sister of faith. And I'm going to stand my ground, and no devil shall be able to infiltrate what you have started in my life, what your purpose for my life. The Bible said to stand still and see the salvation of God. I'm going to remain here and I'm going to see salvation come. They told Daniel, we're going to throw you in the pit with lions. He said, go ahead. Go ahead. What he did, he kept praying. He kept praying. They put him in the den of lions. What happened? The next morning, the king came out. He said, oh, Daniel, are you there? He said, yes, sir, don't worry. The angel of the Lord came, and he shut the mouth of the lions. Ah, some of us, you work with lions. I want to tell you, God is going to shut some mouths. Some of you feel like you live with some lions. God is going to shut their mouth. You don't worry. Sometimes people represent lions in our life that come up against us. But God said he will shut the mouth of the enemy. He said we shall fear no evil because he is what? With us. So it doesn't matter how hot it gets, like the fiery furnace. It doesn't matter how the pressure gets turned up. I want to tell you, God wants to build a people of faith that will trust in him with all their hearts and not lean on their own understanding. You see, sometimes your understanding gets in the way of you experiencing the supernatural of God. The lady testified, everybody else's house, flood. Everybody else's apartment, flood. But she have a $2 mat that says, I'm blessed going out, I'm blessed. And $2 mat stop water? That is the hand of God. In all your ways, acknowledge God. Take the word of God, put it on your car, put it on your phone. Oh my God, the Bible said the word of God is quick and it is powerful. It moves towards the water and stops the water. Sharper than any two-edged sword. It cuts deep. It separates between soul and spirit. Going deep put the word of God. You want to, you're expecting healing? Write up a healing scripture. With his stripes, I am healed. I am the Lord that healeth. Meditate on the word of God, and you will see the fruit of the word. But I'm telling you, God wants to build some people that are full of faith, that are bold in their faith, that would say, my God, you don't worry what the system says, you don't worry what the lawyer says, you don't worry what the doctor says, but you pay attention to what Jesus says. He said, I'm going to deliver you. He said, come unto me, all ye that are labored and heavy laden, and I will give you rest, and you will find rest for your weary souls. If you prodigal says, I'm going back to my father's house. I'm going back to my father's house. Because in my father's house, everything I need was over there. Everything that I need was over there. And I'm going back to the father's house. And what happened? The Bible said when he showed up at the father's house, the father's arms were open. And the father what? Received him. Didn't God say he's going to receive us? The father rejected him? No. Father didn't push him away and say, oh, you dirty, rotten scoundrel. You make my hand fall. No. He received him. And he said, give him a ring that shows ownership. What else? Put a robe on him. We know when we come to Christ, what? He gives us the robe of righteousness. He said, put shoes on his feet. Don't let him be out against the elements anymore. He is home. Put shoes on his feet that he might be secure, that he might be protected. I want to tell you, come home to Jesus today. Come home. All you becoming a man of faith and a woman of faith, you just got to surrender to the Lord. You just got to give Jesus a chance to write his love on your heart. And then he empowers you by the Holy Ghost. He said, to as many as receive him, to them he give power to become the children of God. But today God wants to make us men and women of faith. People that will go the extra mile. People that will believe God in every situation. People that are not moved by situations. Amen? Amen. Is there anybody that's saying, I'm going to become a man of faith?